السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. 6 months of utter carnage in Gaza facilitated by the treacherous Muslim regimes. News. The Muslims in Gaza have now endured 6 months of relentless bombings and the intensification of a brutal siege at the hands of the genocidal Zionist entity that has created an unparalleled horrific humanitarian catastrophe with indescribable levels of suffering. Over 34,000 have been slaughtered, more than half have been women and children. Massacre after massacre has been committed, including over 300 killed in the Al-Shifa hospital. Over 70% of Gaza's homes have been damaged or destroyed. The healthcare system has been entirely demolished, and the people of Gaza are dying from starvation, dehydration, and disease resulting from the blockade of food, medicine, clean water, and fuel. The Zionist entity has committed every crime against humanity and broken every international human rights law. Emboldened by the support they have received from the Western colonial governments and leaders, as well as the utter inaction of the rulers and regimes of the Muslim lands to put an end to this bloodbath. Comment. None of this could have happened without the facilitation of the cowardly leaderships of the Muslim lands who have always stood, past and present, as a main obstacle to the liberation of Palestine. In the midst of their mass slaughter, they have continued their relationships, peace agreements, normalization, commercial ties, and cooperation with the genocidal Zionist entity, failing to lift a finger to protect the Palestinian Muslims from annihilation. Despite Turkish President Erdogan's fiery words against the Zionist entity, 40% of the occupation's oil continues to flow through Turkey's Ceyhan port, fueling the war machine and enabling it to continue its genocidal campaign. Furthermore, Elhan Izgil, an international relations expert and columnist for Turkey's Kısa Dalga news portal, said, quote, Turkey could stop the working of the Kırşehir radar station in Malatya in Turkey, which is crucial to the NATO missile defense system. And as far as we know, it also protects the airspace of Israel, end quote. Yet the government has failed to do so. Turkey's leadership also maintains its trade ties with this brutal entity. The governments of Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, and Qatar have continued to allow the US to use military bases in their lands to provide protection or supply weapons to the Zionist entity to execute this bloodbath and continue its occupation. Jordan and Egypt have maintained their humiliating peace agreements with the occupation, shamelessly waiting for the green light from the Zionist entity to send food and other essentials to the Muslims of Gaza. They have aided the siege on the people, allowing the Zionists to dictate what enters Gaza, rather than demolishing the occupation, imposed borders and crossings, and flooding the strip with humanitarian aid. The UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan continue to hold on to the Abraham Accords, facilitating full diplomatic relations and economic, security, intelligence sharing, and military cooperation with the murderous occupation. During these past 6 months, the UAE has even sent a commercial shipment loaded with fresh food from Dubai through Saudi Arabia and Jordan to the Zionist entity, using a new land bridge alternative to overcome the blockade in the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthis. The Jordanian government has also allowed the continued exportation of fresh fruits and vegetables to the genocidal occupation. This is despite the fact that Palestinian children have been dying in Gaza from starvation due to the brutal siege. Meanwhile, the regime in Saudi Arabia still expresses its desire to pursue normalization with this bloodthirsty occupation. In an interview on the BBC in January, Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UK confirmed that, quote, absolutely there is interest, end quote, amongst his country's leaders for an agreement with the Zionist entity, despite what he himself termed the, quote-unquote, deplorable casualty figures and, quote-unquote, failure of humanity over Gaza. Alongside this criminal level of betrayal of the Palestinian Muslims, the Muslim regimes have failed to send a single soldier to protect our brothers and sisters from slaughter. Rather, they have prevented their armies from moving to defend their ummah, trying to desperately quell the anger of their military towards what is happening in the blessed land, rather than mobilizing them as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to liberate Palestine from this brutal occupation. Some may claim that they have been engaging in negotiations with the Zionist entity to bring a ceasefire and end the killing. What negotiation is needed to end this bloodbath, when the mere presence of the Muslim soldiers in Palestine, armed and ready to defend their ummah, would send the IDF fleeing in terror? The scale of betrayal of the regimes and rulers of the Muslim lands towards the blessed land of Palestine, the Muslim ummah, and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unforgivable. They are cowards and traitors, each and every one of them. They have stood idly by while Gaza and the rest of Palestine bled, following their legacy of failure to protect the Muslims of Syria, Myanmar, Kashmir, East Turkestan, and elsewhere from slaughter and oppression. There is a gulf of difference between the raw anger and sentiments of the Muslims towards the occupation and its crimes, and the actions of these rulers who have engaged in business as usual with the Zionist entity. These rulers do not represent the interests or the Islamic beliefs of the Muslims in any way and do not deserve to rule over the Muslim ummah a single day longer. The Prophet ﷺ said,
سيأتي على الناس سنوات خداعات يصدق فيها الكاذب ويكذب فيها الصادق ويؤتمن فيها الخائن ويخون فيها الأمين وينطق فيها الرويبضة. قيل وما الرويبضة؟ قال الرجل التافه في أمر العامة.
Years of treachery will come over people in which liars are believed and the truthful are denied. The deceitful are trusted and the trustworthy are considered traitors. In those years, the Ruwaybida will speak. He was asked, and what is Ruwaybida? The shallow man who speaks about the public affairs. It is clear that Palestine will never be liberated while these Western implemented and supported rulers and regimes remain in power. They are the tools used by Western colonial governments to keep the occupation in place and to strengthen its hand. The call, therefore, should not only be for this genocide to end and for Palestine to be free, but to also liberate the Muslim lands from that which keeps the Zionist entity in place. The rule of these treacherous rulers and regimes, and to replace them with the rule of the Islamic leadership of the Khilafah, Caliphate, based upon the method of prophethood, which genuinely represents the interests of the Muslims and Islam, and that will mobilize its army to liberate every inch of the blessed land of Palestine. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Asma Siddiq, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.